Hi, my name's Ken Knight. I'm a past president of the club and currently the patron.
I'm Terry Owens and I'm a life member of the Penguin Surf Club.
Terry, last time I spoke to you, it was in relation to the Penguin Football Club, and that connection between football and surf club's always been pretty strong. It is in a lot of small towns like this. Are you also connected to a football club, Ken?
I did play football. At one stage, we had an argument with the coach of the football club. He said the boys have got to make up their mind. They either play football or they're in the surf club. I said, well, just check the fitness of the boys who are in the surf club. He said, I'll do that. And he said, I've got to apologise. Your fellows are a lot fitter than my footballers.
Then came that Saturday, finals time. There was a perfect swell, offshore winds. Half the team were missing or late.
Not quite as bad as that. But another thing too, as a matter of interest, one of the local boys used to train his sprinters out here in the soft sand.
Teddy Eagling?
That's right, Teddy Eagling, yeah. And really make the boys plough up and down in the soft sand to strengthen their legs.
The quick burst of storytelling at the start of this chat says a lot about towns like this along the northwest coast. And looking at this board of all of the bronze medallion holders who've come through the Penguin Surf Club, I'm not on there to my great shame, but I see a lot of footballers and surfers and basketballers and all sorts of people I know from all walks of life.
Well, this is what's so great about the town of Penguin. A lot of people are involved with more than just one organisation in town, and whether you're the council worker or you're the local doctor, you tend to get involved with organisations and fit in with everyone.
Oh, look, there's a musician as well, Scott Mainwaring.
Oh, right, yeah. Yes.
It's really interesting to look at that board, and there's 500-plus names on that.
535 there, Rick, and going back to 1932, there's another squad going through for this summer as well, so that there'll be more added to this list, which has only been up on the wall now for about 4 or 5 weeks. And the number of people that like to see this list as they come in here for functions is good because it gives them a little bit of a feeling of belonging.
Now, another great thing about this board and all those names and the years are there too is that it's a way to age people. So I reckon if we can find Ken and Terry up there, we'll know how old you are, won't we? Are you there?
Yes.
Yes. Well, how far along the board are you? Close to the beginning?
If you look under 1951, you'll find my name.
Early days, Ken.
Yes, original column there, the first column.
Most people would get their bronze medallion at 15 years of age. So you can work out their age from there if you like, Rick.
You just changed the subject, didn't you? We dealt with Ken, 1951. Where are you, Terry?
66, I think it might be. 66 or 67. Quick glance there. To be able to join the local surf club, which was down in the main street of Penguin in those days, was a great meeting point for all the people of Penguin. And so as a youngster, you all aspired to be able to either get on a ski or on a board or in a surf boat.
All of these people are trained to save lives.
Yes.
Tell me about some of the rescues you know have happened in this area.
There was one in particular, and would you believe it, it was a boat crew that got into trouble here, a nor'wester blowing. And they were frightened of getting the boat washed up on the rocks. And we took the rubber ducky out. And not only did we rescue the rowers and the sweep, but we also rescued the boat as well. It was a pretty big sea. And one chappie was on the verge of suffering from hypothermia. He'd been in the water quite a while.
I think probably every second year there's a rescue performed here. I was part of a rescue here about 2 years ago. A catamaran off East Penguin there, and it was out about a couple of kilometres, and it was very difficult to see. 3 people on board. Now, luckily, they all survived. A number of things like that happen all along the coast, and so the organisations of rescue equipment in surf clubs is very important for this area.
The days when you achieved your bronze medallion, were there many different techniques employed in life-saving back then?
Well, the only way you could rescue somebody was to be a swimmer. I go back to the old days of the reel, line and belt.
See how to cross the top of heads?
Yeah, and one of the things you had to pass was to learn water wrestling, because a drowning person, if they grab you, you've got to be able to break free, otherwise there's going to be 2 drownings. And that was part of gaining your bronze medallion.
These days, that not everyone has to have their bronze medallion to be part of the movement. A lot of people are qualified in radio control, resuscitation and other activities if they can't attain their bronze medallion. Lou Stubbs was a past president of this club for many years, and his son David donated most of the materials for this actual display, which is a wonderful contribution to the club.
It's just really good looking back at names and spotting people who've gone on to be business people, teachers. Who are some of your favourite names on there, and for what reason?
One that stands out would be Grant O'Brien. Obviously went on to big things with Woolworths, being the CEO for Australia. Is there a name there that jumps out for you somewhere, Ken?
Well, John Vanderwood with his business up the South Road there.
Yes.
Yourself as a prominent businessman when you ran the Red Grasshopper.
What's quite interesting, Ken, are the families that get involved, like the Overalls, the Whittles, the Dunhams, go from generation to generation.
Exactly,
Even a few Fieldings on there, and they're a fair way up the back, aren't they?
Well, the Fieldings are from Ryanna, and no doubt I can see a few Fieldings there as well. But no, there's a lot of synonymous names with Penguin that are associated there.
Spotting quite a few footballers there, good footballers, like Garth Barrett's one there, who did very well here.
Ricky Watts there too.
Bobby Parsons.
And I'm wondering if any of our AFL players from this area are there somewhere. Russell Robertson, perhaps?
Or no, it's one amazing.
Of the Gale mother, boys, his mother got her bronze.
And his father, Hugh Robertson. He was a legend himself.
I think any dinner here, people are going to gather around the board after a while, aren't they?
There's a Jeffrey Wiseman there. I can see in 1966 in my same patrol. He worked for the Department of Foreign Affairs, currently a professor at ANU in Canberra.
Well, there's Michael Gale, actually. Played football for Fitzroy in Richmond.
Yes, you're right there.
Brother of Brendan.
He came through the club as a nipper with his brother. Brendan was in the club as well, and the Gale sisters.
Terry, I believe you're having an open day for people to come along and have a look at these names?
Yes, this weekend there's an open day for surf life saving at the Penguin Club, open for anyone that wants to become a member of the club. And it's a good time to be able to come and witness this bronze medallion holders board, which is now in prominent display in the main hall.